This is the 2017 annual business meeting for Lake Erie Bible Church. I'll turn the situation over to Don Daterline, our acting chairman of the board.
All right, again, welcome everyone to Lake Erie Bible Church's annual business meeting. I'd like to thank you again for, your attendance. At this time, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Gentlemen, we have a head count. Okay. Do we have a quorum? A motion to open? Second, anyone? All right, may I open this meeting with a word of prayer? Dear my Father, we thank you for all the provisions you've made for us in eternity past. Your word, your protection, your many blessings upon us, both individually and corporately as a local church. Grant us strength and wisdom in the application of your word and your continued protection and blessing upon us all. And now for your continued guidance as we proceed with the issues concerning this local church. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, first of all, we'll begin with old business. As we start this meeting, we look back at the past year and even further in some instances. We take a quick look back at the church's dealings in certain areas and issues. We had to deal with the city about our meeting as a Bible study. We also had to deal for a lengthy period of time with the bank for the renewing of the church's mortgage on the property. But God came through for us with two stunning victories in the angelic conflict to continue to meet as we have in the past, and renewing of the mortgage, which we applied for just in time as the bank was stopping the approval of any further loans to churches. But we also look what has been taught not only during the last year here, but in the past years and its importance as we look at this country and the world for that fact, and we insert God's word. We see in so many areas these two entities are in complete and total opposition to the truth of God and his word. And look who's leading that opposition to him in the angelic conflict. But thanks to God and his blessings upon this local church, and not just in the two I mentioned before, but in many areas, and of course of all the applications and sacrifices everyone in this local church has made, either seen or unseen, we were able to persevere through yet another year in the spiritual warfare that is all around us. As usual, this church fulfilled all the goals set for last year, but fell short in the accomplishing of all the desires which we hope to complete. Our first goal of the dissemination and teaching God's word was done at a very high level, as this is our primary and our number one responsibility as a local church. The second goal of maintaining Kenon full support was met, and if not done, our first goal would certainly suffer. Our third one was financial also, in that the church paid all the other bills that it generated, like the mortgage, property taxes, utilities, and so on. Next was having the needed materials ready for the teaching of the children in the prep school classes. And the final goal of the church was the maintaining of all the church's property in a decent manner, which was done amid much toil and sacrifice. As far as desires that the church established last year, the one for the cutting down of the dead tree in the front yard was done, with Ken and Annie and some others getting the firewood and the planting of grass in that area. Another one was the shrinking of the parking area in the front yard by the removal of the gravel and stone base and replacing it with topsoil for the planting of grass, but was later put off due to cost. Other desires that remained undone were redoing the roof over the rear deck of the house, possibly installing air conditioning for this building, painting the trim on the house to match the rest of the buildings, and the last one was the moving of the parking area behind this building further back to allow some parking right behind it. So the board would like to once again thank everyone for your dedication, applications, and sacrifice for the support of this local church for yet another year. All right. Is there any group old business anybody would like to address?
Love you guys.
All right, now we'll have Bill's report on the finances of the church.
Here I am again, same as last year. Financially, the church is on very sound footing. This year we had a surplus in what we had been given of over $3,000. So we're in the red, or not in the red, in the black. In the black, yes. Okay. I'm not going to bore you by going through this, everything page by page, because this is basically the same document that I've generated over the past several years. The one exception would be the very last page. And that's the reflection of what Don was talking about, of the church loan that we secured for the remainder of our mortgage obligation to the bank. As Don pointed out, we were fortunate in when we did come about this, because the First National Bank, after they took over from Parkview Federal, decided not to issue church loans anymore. But because we had the initial loan with Parkview Federal, they made an exception and we got in on, like, grandfathered in, because we had been dealing with them for quite some time. As of the time that we renegotiated this particular loan, it's set up as a 10-year loan, and it's at the completion of this 10-year period, the buildings and property associated with the church will be completely paid for. The loan will have been repaid, and we'll have the property free and clear. So all we have to do is make it through 10 years. And I hope and pray that we don't have to. I hope we're out of here before that. But if we're not, at least after 10 years, we should have a free and clear title to the property. And what that would do would be to free up the $1,000 a month payment that we have to make for other more pressing needs. So if you, I made a copy of this financial report for everybody that's a voting member. So you can look at it at your leisure. And if you have any questions now, I can answer. I hope I can answer. If not, if you find something as you look through it and you need a clarification, you can ask me anytime. So if anybody have any questions? No? Okay. Well, that wraps that up. Who's next? Don? Yeah,
Thank you, Bill. All right, now we'll move on to new business. As we continue with this business meeting, even though it is a church, it has many similarities to a normal business. It has leadership. It must live within its income, have growth of its product. People in a business have stock in that business for its and its own growth. But it all takes investment in one form or another. That's why the goals and desires are set forth at each business meeting for the year. Our goals remain the same this year as they have for so many. So bear with me as I repeat them now and for the record. First, of course, is the dissemination and teaching of the truth of God's Word, the highest commands for a local church. Second is to do the utmost to keep Ken on full support. Next is the payment of all the bills the church is responsible for. Another is having the materials ready to teach the children in the prep school classes. And lastly is maintaining of all the church property in a decent manner as a good witness to the community. As far as desires are concerned, we have those that remain from last year. The one redoing of the roof over the rear deck of the house, possibly installing air conditioning for this building, painting of the trim on the house, and a shrinking of the parking area in the front yard and planting of grass in conjunction with the enlarging of the parking area behind this building. The board has also added two more desires for this year. First is a putting in a concrete apron at the street, as that area of the driveway takes a beating. And secondly is the purchase of a smart TV to replace the current overhead projection setup. And just a quick side note, separate of the goals and desires, is the approach of the anniversary party in July. To do our utmost in doing things decently and in order in our application to its successful completion. And just as a reminder, to keep the paving of the driveway and parking areas in our prayers, which would be most beneficial. So hopefully with God's blessings and our applications, all these goals and desires may be completed this year. All right, is there any group new business anybody would like to address? Got your wish, Henry. All right, next we'll move on to the deacon vote. This year's deacon vote by the congregation will be for the reaffirmation of Danny Green, Eric Weaver, and myself, Don Daterline. The vote will be done by secret ballot by members only. Majority vote is required for the reaffirmation of deacons. I know you already passed them out, right? Okay.
Huh? You need one? Yeah. Does everybody have one at least one? Yeah. I'll abstain.
Everyone passed. All right. Thank you all for your vote of confidence in Danny, Eric, and myself. Now we will close this meeting. I would like to again thank everyone for your attendance. May we have a motion to close? Second, anyone? This meeting is now adjourned. We'll have Henry close with a quick word of prayer.